dozens of bills are under consideration at the Hawaii State Capitol to increase the use of electric vehicles. Climate advocates argue action is needed to reduce carbon emissions in Hawaii, but the local auto industry says the proposals will not be effective. Half of all the energy consumed in Hawaii goes towards transportation. Most of that comes from oil. Cars, airplanes, and boats are responsible for two-thirds of all fossil fuel consumption statewide. So local policymakers are looking for ways to accelerate the adoption of electric vehicles. EVs currently account for less than 1% of Hawaii's 1.3 million registered vehicles. One reason for that is cost.
We really want to lower the upfront cost so that more people can choose an electric vehicle.
Melissa Miyashiro is with the Blue Planet Foundation. Although they're cheaper to operate and maintain, the sticker price of electric vehicles is typically a little higher than the equivalent gas-powered car. Blue Planet is supporting proposals to offset the upfront costs of an EV. One idea is called a feebate.
There would be a fee that's charged on our most fuel-inefficient vehicles, and that would fund rebates for electric vehicle models that are under a certain MSRP.
Another idea is to provide a state tax credit for EV purchases, similar to a program already in place at the federal level. But that idea has not generated support from local auto dealers.
Very disruptive to the industry.
David Rolfe is with the Hawaii Auto Dealers Association. He says the state of Georgia once had a $5,000 EV tax credit, which lawmakers later repealed.
When they stopped it, instead of selling 1,400 vehicles a month, they went down to selling 100 vehicles a month.
Rolfe says Hawaii is currently on track for 29% of cars to be electric by 2045. Based on current sales data, he estimates it would take a tax credit of $20,000 per EV starting in 2025 to reach 100% electric by mid-century. Although Blue Planet thinks the number is much lower. Rolfe says auto dealers would prefer to see the government fund a public marketing campaign to encourage EV adoption. But some lawmakers want to go beyond financial incentives. There are multiple bills to ban the sale of new gas vehicles altogether. Miyashiro says that type of dramatic action may be what's needed.
As a state, our emissions in the ground transportation sector are increasing. So we know that we need to do something dramatic to address the impacts of climate change.
Proposed start dates for a ban range from 2025 to 2045. David Rolfe says the economic consequences to his industry would be dire.
You would interrupt the careers and lives of 4,400 people who work in our industry directly, and another about 10,000 that are on the outskirts of our industry and helping serve it.
Rolfe says a prohibition starting in 2050 would be more reasonable because the industry expects rapid growth in EV sales after 2040. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.